The Shift Podcast, Perspective and Our Power to Change, invites us to expand our lives by changing the lens we see through. Is something different calling you? Do you ever ask yourself, is this all there is? Or have you forgotten why you're even here? Trish and Diane create insightful and empowering conversations about connecting the self, soul, nature, and community. Navigating life by choice rather than circumstance is how we make the shift to expand our humanity. The shift starts now.
Hello, hello, everyone, and welcome to The Shift, Perspective and Our Power to Change on the Cornelia Stephanie Media Network and Transformation Talk Radio. I'm Trish Campbell, your co-host, along with my good friend, Diane McClay, and we're so happy you made the choice to join us for the next half hour. We're going to talk about perspective and why it's important to have and to shift, and we'll offer some strategies for you to tap into your own personal power. So let's do this together. Let's get started. Diane, why don't you share with our audience why perspective is important to you and how you got here?
That sounds great. And first of all, Trish, thank you for doing this with me. Like, this journey literally started about a month and a half ago when you said, yes, we want to talk on the radio. We both have this belief that if we can slow down, we can be more aware, we can actually become in tune with things that are important to us and help us connect to humanity and to ourselves better. So for me, I bring in 23 years of experience in public land stewardship. I was in government service for 23 years. It was the thing I wanted to do ever since I was a kid. And when I stepped away from that career and started redefining myself in the second half of my life, what I realized is that every time I went to nature, I started looking at things differently. Nature just has this magical way of encouraging us to see things completely different. Yeah. And Jacob, I know I brought in a couple photos I'd like to share with our viewing audience, but for me, I start asking the question, what am I seeing different? What am I hearing different? How does it affect me and how do I bring it back to my life? And so I was feeling kind of lost after I left my first job. And this concept of just finding connection, discovery, and transformation, and challenging myself with different questions really is what kind of started feeding my Choice and Courage and the Choice and Courage company. So I know that, like, for me, it's like when you look at rain, you know, do you see black cloudy skies or do you see water that feeds plants, right?
Right.
When you see a burned forest, do you see destruction or do you see opportunity? When you see a colorful flower, is it a weed or is it a colorful flower? And so once I started looking at perspective from the nature's point of view, I started applying it to my life and asking my friends and family and clients to start looking at how they could change their perspective.
I love that. And I feel like nature is constantly showing us how we can be in our lives, in our own lives, as humans, and we're all connected. And I'll just share, like, my personal story. Nature has been a part of that as well. But I went through a major change a few years ago, and it forced me to shift my perspective around my life and into this self-inquiry. And within that, going back to my childhood and kind of connecting the dots to how I showed up in the world as an adult and in my relationships and in my life and in work. And I ended up in the corporate world, and I was there for 20 years. And I just felt this growing misalignment with that, and shifting my perspective at this time when I had this major change, like I said, a few years ago, helped me understand myself better. How that little shift in perspective brought me closer to my truth and understanding why I was making these choices I was making in my life and how they showed up as patterns. And just that one little shift led to another shift, led to another shift. And then I found myself in the middle of this transformation of creating, moving away and detaching and letting go of that old story just by shifting my perspective that one time and then another and another, and creating something new and letting go of the old, operating in these old rules that don't necessarily serve all of us all of the time. And I feel like you and I, working in collaboration, are modeling this new way of being as we shift away from the old paradigm into the new paradigm. And we're already doing it, and we're modeling it. And this is why we're here, to do this all together, share our stories with each other, and just continue to evolve in our own individual lives, which then reverberates into the world. So earlier today, we were joking about how you're such a word nerd. And we were looking into, which I love this because we use these words in our day, and language is so important in our communication. And we just kind of go on autopilot. And it's like really important to understand why we're doing the things we're doing, and what are we doing? What does it mean for us in perspective? So why don't you share like what we found and what came about there?
Well, and thanks for pointing out to the whole entire world I'm a word nerd. I actually, like, that's a shift in perspective, right? Normally some people be like, oh, you're making fun of me on air. But I embrace that, and I am a word nerd. And so on my wall, I have choice and courage. Those are two words that are really important to my foundation. I know healing, transformation,
clarity
are all important to you and to your brand. And so I think when we pay attention to the words we use, that automatically starts to open new possibility. And that's what we mean by shifting perspective, is really looking at looking through a different lens. So perspective comes from the Latin. Its general meaning means science of optics. It's like, it's the lens we see through, right?
Right.
But per means through or forward, and specere means to look at or to observe. So if you put those two together, it's through observation, or it's forward observation, forward seeing. And you know, we say perspective and we think we know what that means, but imagine how powerful we could be if every time we had a conversation with somebody, we did it with observation, with awareness, with forward seeing. Like, how does that land for you when I say that?
I think that, I mean, it resonates so much, because I think it's important, just to that point about our conversations with people, is opening up to not being ready to respond, like have a response, but to truly listen to people. And again, it's about having intention around our language. So it's like not just the language that's coming out of our mouth, but the language that we're receiving. And all of these things, like changing our perception about how we interact, is another way that helps us shift. And understanding that if we just open up and listen to what somebody's really saying, it may trigger within us something that we never thought about before. So then we start to then apply that in our lives and look at things differently. So I think this is why we're doing what we're doing, is because to go back to embracing that about yourself, that quality that you might not be able to, you know, weren't always readily admitting these things. Like, it goes back to our imperfections and living in this myth of perfection, that we're constantly striving to show up a certain way, to be perfect. And this is like what we want to talk about on this show, is about embracing our imperfection, shifting our perspective. We don't always have to be right. It's about understanding our connection to each other. And through that opening, that's where we see the interconnectedness. And it just goes on from there. It just perpetuates and reverberates into everything that we're doing in our lives. So I don't know if there's anything you want to add there.
No, I do. You and I, this is the beauty of collaborating. Like, you and I come from, so we have, there's similarities underneath our differences, right?
Right.
We're both twins. We both grew up in Michigan.
Yeah.
You know, we both were in kind of the corporate/government world for 20 to 25 years. And then we both shifted out of that to be entrepreneurs and to have personal freedom and to create something, to really create a ripple in the world, not just with our belief system, but to really empower people, to engage people in elevating their state of being within themselves, within their community, and connected to humanity. And so I want to go back to something, because we keep saying shifting perspective, but why is that important? Like, for me, I think that you become a more engaged individual when you can not only hear what someone else has to say, but you can actually drop what did we talk about earlier, where you're connected, you're so connected to something.
Drop the attachment to it.
The attachment. Yeah. Thank you.
Yep.
Right. I think sometimes, like in a conversation, you talked about people not really listening. They're just waiting to say what they want to say next.
Right.
If we drop the attachment to, oh, my words are important and I have to prove my point, or I have to justify what I'm saying, then there becomes an opportunity for openness and space where you can really integrate the person's words, their meaning, the value they put behind something. And when I was a ranger, we had something called verbal judo, where we're really trying to deflect negativity, and we're trying to get people to do what we want them to do. And my Doc Thompson always used to say the opposite of talking is not listening. For most people, it's waiting to interrupt. The opposite of talking is almost, for a lot of people, waiting to interrupt.
Right. I feel like that is like become how we operate on autopilot. And so it's this having this intention of truly listening. And I think I'll relate it to like my own personal life and, you know, having these conversations where we're open to hearing people's perspectives, because we can walk through life with this like narrow view of like, this is my experience, and so this is everybody else's experience, but that's not the case. Like, we're all unique. We all have unique experiences. As you and I know, we have a lot of, like you said, similarities, which is so ironic, like, you know, and how we ended up back here together. But it's empowering, but it's also strengthening our human connection when we open ourselves up to somebody else's experience. Like, maybe it doesn't impact me directly, but I can understand somebody else's point of view. I will never understand their experience, but I can understand that their experience is different, and that I think that's how we bring each other together and into our natural interconnectedness, is by opening up to the truth that we all have different experiences, and opening ourselves up to that is empowering us. It's empowering each other. And as we continue to move forward on this path, we're inspiring other people to model this as well, like we're doing here today. So,
right. Can I jump in on that?
Yeah, you can jump in.
So we talk about empowering people, and I definitely believe that. And you and mm-hmm. I both do that. But I think that the energy behind what you and I are creating with the Shift podcast and perspective and our power to change is that I think we're actually elevating ourselves as human beings.
Yes.
Would you agree?
I agree.
It's not just empowering. It's like making an intentional, purposeful decision to live at a higher frequency, a higher vibration, to mm-hmm. live with more freedom, to live with more peace, to really be better versions of ourselves today than we were yesterday.
Yeah. And I would like to add to that, like, speaking of that, like, it is about being more whole versions of ourselves. But and here's where the perspective comes in. In order to do that, we sometimes have to go to dark places within ourselves and feel into our pain. And for me personally, that is how I feel like I wasn't afraid to sit with the pain, to sit in discomfort. And I think that is so important to speak to right now, because there's a lot of discomfort in the world, and there's a lot of things that are being revealed that we, you know, that invite us into that. And it's important not to shy away from that, but to embrace it, because we need that darkness in order to get to the light. We need that pain in order to get to the transformation. So it's about shifting our perspective about, like, what's quote unquote negative and positive and good and bad, because they're both those polarities are required for us to shift and to transform and to ultimately be the more whole version of ourselves.
I'm in complete agreement. And I'm thinking about, you know, recently, I think we just moved into a new moon, which really is kind of the way the moon shows up. It doesn't look like it's there because there's the absence of light on it, mm-hmm. but it's still there. It's still a whole moon. There's still a darker side to it. I want to come back to, you know, you said good and bad, and I'm in complete agreement about needing both of those polarities in order to really become whole and move ourselves forward. But one of the things I like to talk about with choice is, what if we didn't lock ourselves into the binary conversation externally of a good choice or a bad choice, a dark or a light, or, I made the right decision or the wrong decision. Right. What if it just is? Mm-hmm. What if the things in the shadows just are, and the things in the light just are, and they each serve a purpose, and they're neither good or bad?
Right.
But to me, I think then what happens is then the conversation of the binary conversation about choice starts to go inwards. Is this good for me? Yes or no? Do I like this? Yes or no? Is this serving my value system? Yes or no? You want to comment on that?
Yeah, I think that when we take that time to have awareness around the choices that we're making and let go of whether it's good or bad, because I feel like things are put in our path for us to explore and not run away from. So even if it feels, like I said, uncomfortable, that is what's going to help us learn more about ourselves. And it's, again, stepping away from this notion of perfection. So we're so conditioned to have to be perfect in everything and have to do the right thing all the time. But sometimes the wrong thing leads us to the right thing for us. The right thing for you might not be the right thing for me. And so it's letting go of this binary, this polarity of, you know, definition and reframing it to just be what it is. It just as we are as humans, like we have waited so long just to be. And now I feel like this time is coming for us just to be who we are. And we see over this last year, yes, there's a lot of grief in so many different aspects, but there's also been a lot of revelation in how much more joyful and just fulfilled we are with just like dropping these masks, dropping like this expectation that we need to show up a certain way, like with, you know, being in our homes and in our office and having that view into our daily world, our life and interruptions and, you know, internet dropping, not to call that in, because we know that will happen, especially during Mercury retrograde.
Well, let's just jump on that real quick. You know, before we jumped on the show, we talked about what could go wrong. Right.
Right.
We have a great producer, Jacob, in the background, who's got our back if anything, you know, pops up that's weird. We have you and I. We have trust in each other that the other person can kind of make sure that we're creating good content for our listeners and our audience if there's an interruption.
Right.
I can't tell the audience how many times in preparation for the show, your internet dropped.
Yes.
And now we're think the universe, it's not. But the thing is we talked about, hey, when the internet drops, the other person is just going to say, this is an example of humanity. This
right.
is an example of real life. And instead of trying to show something that is perfect and pristine and error-free, I think the beauty in life, when we change the lens through which we see, when we change the angle from which we see,
mm-hmm.
and we change the meaning associated with it, the real juicy, good nuggets come out because we allow it. We let go of the judgment. We let go of, I can't think of the word, the A word.
The attachment. Yeah.
That's why you're here, right? We let go of the judgment. Mm. We let go of the attachment and we just let things happen organically. And that's where the beauty comes in when we shift perspective, is that we have opportunity and possibility and new abilities to solve problems.
Right. And it's so funny that you keep coming back to me for attachment. And it's almost like the universe's way of saying, hey, Trish, you've had a lot of practice with that one, letting go of attachment. And I have. So, but yeah, I will say, adding on to what you just said, that this shift in perspective, I mean, that's why we're doing this show. And I feel like we have so much to talk about and it keeps like being revealed to us, like what could be something we talk about. Cause we want to cover these things that like aren't necessarily part of our everyday or haven't been part of our conversations, but is really everyone's reality. We're just not talking about it. So like shifting our perspective around, back to your word nerd thing, around what things that are, you know, society or people have given us these labels. For me, it's been, you know, as an example, I'll share that I'm overly sensitive, or I'm hypersensitive, I've even been called. So, and I have shifted that into, you know, this is my superpower. Sensitivity is my superpower in so many different ways, because I pick up the energies. I, you know, so now I'm tapping into that versus running away from it. So that's one of the things we're going to be talking about. We're going to be talking about our emotions, self-love, back to my story, like not to do a little plug, but kind of to do a little plug. I've
plug
got
away,
a book
because I know you're working on something. Plug away.
Yeah. So I've got a book that's about ready to be published. It's called Love Me, Awakening to Healing, Self-Love and Liberation. And it's my story of, and it's poetry and insights woven together. And it's my story of, you know, like I said, coming back to connect all the dots through my life, to find love for myself, why I was showing up in these patterns with in my relationships and just in life in general. And it's, you know, so self-love, I think, is something that, you know, is kind of this, you know, hot topic and everyone's talk, but I mean, it's really something that's personal. And it's, I think it's in sharing our stories. It's personal meaning that like, it looks different for everybody, but I think in sharing our stories, it opens it up to, yes, like we need this. This is how we have the foundation for all of our relationships. And I'm not just talking like romantic relationships, but I'm talking family, our friendships, our workplace. Like this is another area where you and I have talked about like doing work in the workplace. Like for me, I feel like healing is required and necessary, and it so can be so valuable in helping us show up fully and wholly and authentically in those spaces, because that is where we're spending most of our time. And wouldn't it be nice if we could show up authentically and then actually perform to the best of our ability, because we're operating as our whole selves? So I don't know if you have anything to add to that, or about, you know, something we're going to be talking about, but I'm just so excited about all the things.
Well, I am too. And I've had the honor and the privilege of being able to look at your first draft and also contribute a little bit to some editing. And again, that's another example of, so you have this idea of this book and you want to bring it to life, and they're your experiences and it's coming from your perspective. Right? It's coming from what you have lived and breathed up till this point. And I wasn't aware of the pieces of your story. So when you said, hey, could you take a look at it? There are actually things that I didn't get. I didn't understand. The reference wasn't there for me because I was looking at it from a different lens. Mm-hmm. By you letting go of the attachment of this is mine and I have to make it my way, you invited myself and Carol Farr and Amy Bennett and a couple of our other really close friends to say, okay, what am I missing? How can I make this more readable for everybody, not just make it about my story? So when you left your attachment on the drafting table, so to speak, this book that's going to be coming out soon has gotten that much better. Not because I gave you words, but because I was able to say, this isn't clear to me. Can you make it more clear?
Right.
So by you being willing to receive, so you're willing to be aware, you're willing to consider options, you're willing to create possibility, and you're willing to let go of the attachment of this is my creation, your product is a much, much better product, and it's going to serve more people, which is the goal of what we do as coaches, is to try to create a ripple in the pond that goes to a million people and affects their lives in a positive way.
Yes. And that's, I mean, that was the ultimate goal. I mean, ultimately it was healing for me to write this, but it's in sharing my story that I hope that it impacts other people, you know, and they find parallels to their own stories. And I feel like, you know, there is space for all of us to be doing this, and that's why we're here. So, shifting that perspective, letting go of attachment. I immediately think of ego, and we've had a conversation around that. So we're going to be talking about that for sure. It's hilarious, and we can laugh at ourselves. But yeah, I feel like there's so much that we're going to talk about, and that's going to evolve. And we're going to have people on the show as well to kind of expand our perspective on everything human connected, and everything is connected. So,
right. Well, let's tell people how they can get more information. You know, we've got several more minutes, but let's just make sure we get the plug in. The book is going to come out later, and we will make sure our audience has a link to how they can get it, and we'll certainly highlight it on the show. But how do people connect with you and your Reiki work, your energy work, and your coaching? And then let's kind of just talk about where we think we're going to go with the show down the road.
Okay. So people can connect with me. The best place that has all my links is on my website. It's www.invibe.ca. I'm also, I have a YouTube channel that I've started. And I also am on Instagram, very active there. So you can always send me a direct message there. And the work that I'm doing, I'm a Reiki master teacher. And so Reiki is part of my healing support. And then there's the coaching, helping people through their own healing and transformation. And then there's a combination of that. And I feel like that those two together are so powerful. And I do that individual one-to-one and with groups, and now starting in the workplace. So I feel like that's so important. And I feel like there's so much more to talk about, but I also want to get in like how people can connect with you as well. And also, we do have a landing page for our podcast. If you want to ever stream a past show or whatever, it's on invibe.ca. You can catch it on Transformation Talk Radio as well. But share where how people can get in contact with you, Diane.
Right. And you mentioned YouTube. So the first call out I'm going to say is please subscribe to the invibe.ca YouTube channel or Diane McClay YouTube channel, because we are trying to actually get to the point. Yeah. Subscribe to both, because we would like to get 100 subscribers where we can actually then get a unique URL where it's easy to find all of this information about the shift and the perspective and the power to change. So that's the first thing. I want to give a quick shout out. We are a part of an amazing network, Cornelia Stephanie Media Network.
Yes.
TL Lotus just had her show just before us. Fridays are the day that you're just going to get all sorts of juicy, good stuff. This is just, we are literally, I think we are the next generation of healers and transformational inspired leaders. So right after us, please stay tuned, because the Empowered Health Show with Diane Solano is coming up at 1 o'clock, and she's going to talk today about mastering your anxiety, which I'm going to tune in for. And then right after that, 1:30, Absolute Alignment with Christelle Biga, Why Smart Women Struggle. That's intriguing to me as well. So Transformation Talk Radio Friday, second, fourth Friday between noon and 1:30. Great, great stuff. Here's the thing we never have enough time.
I know.
So, Trish, give us the last thought and close us out.
Like, and I will say the first and third Friday is our show. I think second and fourth, but I will plug your show, the Diane McClay Show, on the second and fourth Friday of every month at 1:30 Pacific. So I'll just leave you with, this last word: shifting our perspective moves us towards our human connection and personal freedom. We are doing this together. The shift starts today. We're so glad everyone joined us, and hopefully you'll follow this journey with us. And we can't wait to see how it unfolds.
I'll echo that. Like, the shift can't happen if we all do it independently. We have to do it together. So the shift starts today.
Thank you for listening to the Shift Podcast, where perspective and our power to change intersect. Slowing down to look at things from a different angle is necessary to affect positive change. You hold the power to transform yourself and your life. It is already inside you, and it's within reach. Clarity comes from awareness. Momentum comes from choice. Healing, growth, and transformation happen on the Shift Podcast, the first and third Fridays at 12:30 p.m. Pacific. For more information, go to invibe.ca or dianemcclay.com.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.